Welcome to A Burning Fire. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. When we talk about the Church of Christ on this program, we're not talking about a denomination. If a church is a denomination, it's not the Church of Christ. And if it is the Church of Christ, it's not a denomination. The reason we can be so sure of this is because the Bible tells us about the Church of Christ. But there's not a word to authorize anywhere in Scripture for any denomination, past, present, or future. Now, we regret very much to have to recognize another fact of life, that if we want to know what is the Church of Christ, which is our subject today, we will have to look elsewhere than at some of the churches that call themselves Churches of Christ. You can find just about anything and everything among some so-called Churches of Christ today. And that's not a compliment, that's a criticism. The word church, you see, appears some 110 times in the New Testament, translated from a word that means the called out. Now, this immediately gives us some concept of the church. When we want to know about the church, let's remember the called out. This refers to people who've been called out of the darkness of sin by the gospel into a saved relationship with God and in Christ. The church is quite properly called the Church of Christ because of its relationship to Christ. We observe that Christ is the head of the church, Ephesians chapter 5, and he's the Savior of it, and the church is subject to him. He loves it. He gave himself up for it. He sanctified it. He cleansed it. He nourishes it. He cherishes it. Little wonder that it is referred to as the Church of Christ. Furthermore, he's the founder and the builder of the church, Matthew 16, and the foundation of it is only Christ, 1 Corinthians 3 and verse 11. He purchased it with his own blood, Acts 20:28. And he called it my church, Matthew 16:18. Those who are members of it are people who have been purified by his blood, a peculiar people, Titus 2 and verse 14. Now, there are other scriptural terms that are used to identify the church of which you read in the Bible, such as the church of God, is called the kingdom of God, it's called the body of Christ, it's called the house of God or the family of God. Seeing that these are the designations of inspired writing, we ask, by what right and by what authority do men attach names not found in Scripture for the church to what they call the church? This is one of the reasons that those who are true to the Bible can have no attachments to denominations. Peter said, if any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. Well, we speak as the oracles of God when we refer to the church as the church of Christ because it belongs to him. Now, the church is that institution that was prophesied to come by the prophets of old. Yes, the church is an institution, and we give no place for a moment to those who like to ridicule the idea that the church is an institution. Some say it's not an organization, but an organism. You see, there are some people that are totally against all organized religion, and they fail to realize that Christianity is an organized religion. But to say the church is not an organization, but an organism, is like saying that a man is not a human but a person. Why, he's both. The church is organized. It has been instituted. It is an organization because it is the body of Christ. Why get away from correct descriptions just in order to pacify that element in society that has come to hate all organized religion? Well, friend, the religion of Jesus Christ, it is an organized religion. Whether people want to accept that or not, that's still the truth of the matter. Now, in the Old Testament, the house of God, the kingdom, was foretold. For instance, in Daniel chapter 2 and verse 44, and in the days of those kings, the God of heaven shall set up a kingdom, Who's king? Which kings? Well, that was the fourth kingdom, beginning with the kingdom of Babylon. And the fourth kingdom would be the Roman Empire. In the days of the Roman Empire, God would set up his kingdom. In Isaiah chapter 2, the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains. The Lord's house, that's the church, that's what the Apostle Paul called it. Now, there are many signs that were prophesied that would announce the coming of the kingdom and the coming of the Lord's house, such as the outpouring of the Holy Spirit in Joel chapter 2. And that did take place in Acts chapter 2 on the first Pentecost after the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Now, Peter preached that all the prophets had foretold of those days. That's the days of the early church and the coming of the kingdom. John the Baptist announced its coming. Jesus announced its coming. The apostles announced its coming. The 70 that were sent forth, they announced its coming. Friend, the church of Christ, that's the church that had its beginning on that first Pentecost after the death, the burial, and the resurrection and ascension of Christ. Now, you can read about this yourself in Acts, the second chapter. The Apostle Peter said that was the time of the beginning, Acts 11 and verse 15. You see, it was on that day, for the first time, that people were added to the church, Acts 2 and verse 47. So the church of Christ is not of recent origin. It is now approaching some 2,000 years of age. Any church that was established any other day than on the day of Pentecost is not the church of Christ. That's when the church of Christ had its beginning. And the church has a mission. It had a mission then. The mission then is the same mission now. It has a government. It has a manner of worship. There are certain terms of entrance that must be respected, and a pattern of life that is to be lived by the members. You see, all these things are governed and regulated by Scripture. And that early church, there was no human creed. There was no discipline. There was no catechism. There was no manual, no confessional, no prayer book, no conference where people came together and decided the doctrine. There was no council to govern the church of Christ that you read about in the Bible. Now, it was not Protestant, although it protested all evil. It was not Catholic, although it is universal of nature. And it was not ethnic, Jewish by race, although many Jews were members of it. And the church is spiritual Israel, Galatians 3:29. But it was unique. It was distinctive, and it is different from the churches of men. You see, the church of Christ is not some invisible, vague sort of thing, as we're sometimes taught by those of denominations. It is made up of individual members that form the whole body. Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 12, "Ye are the body of Christ, and members in particular." That's what the church is, people. Paul was talking about people, but a very distinct people. He was talking about people who had heard the gospel, who had believed the gospel, that obeyed the gospel in repentance, confession of their faith, and baptism into Christ. The church is composed of people who've been baptized just as the Holy Spirit directed them. One person, of course, is not the whole church, but a member of the church. Now, the Apostle Peter said, the church is a spiritual house. He said it is a holy priesthood. This house is made up of living stones, 1 Peter 2:5. It is a royal priesthood and a holy nation, a peculiar people, 1 Peter 2 and verse 9. You see, The church is composed of people who are the saved. Now, Christ came to this earth to offer salvation to all. But it's obvious not all will benefit from his sacrifice, because not all will come to him. But those that come to him in obedience to the gospel and live faithfully, they will be saved, and he is the Savior of those that come to him. And he's not the Savior of those who refuse to come to him. Someday, those in the church, which is his kingdom, they'll be delivered up to the Father, and when Christ comes again, 1 Corinthians 15:24, those that are not in that kingdom, those that are not in that church, will not be so delivered. You see, the Church of Christ is not a creation or invention in the minds of men, but of God. Its very existence is a demonstration of the wisdom of God in saving man. No, it's not an afterthought or substitute measure erected by Christ after he decided not to establish his kingdom, as the false premillennial theory teaches. It is rather the temple of God. The church, you see, is what the Bible shows it to be. It's not what men have done with it or done to it. One may call himself the President of the United States, but calling himself doesn't mean that he is. He is, if he is the right church, the Church of Christ. A church that is not the Church of Christ, just because it calls itself the Church of Christ or the Church of God or some other term like that. Friend, any church that's not founded in Jerusalem, on the day of Pentecost, by Christ, with Christ as the foundation, it's not the Church of Christ. A church that digresses from the work that the church is to do, its worship, its mission, its message, it doesn't have a right to call itself the Church of Christ. It's no longer of Christ. When it varies from his way, the church has fallen into apostasy. Now, someone has defined the church, or a member of the church, in these words here. And let me read what one has written. He said, a member of the church is God's person in God's place, doing God's will, going God's way, and to God's glory. That pretty well covers what a member of the church is. You see, the church was in the mind of God. It was prophesied. It was promised. It came in due time as God saw fit to bring it. It was established as God said, when and where he said it would be. And those who are the saved, they are added to the church. When we ask the question, what is the Church of Christ? On this program, we simply mean it's people who have heard the gospel, believed the gospel, and obeyed the gospel, and have been added to the church because they are the saved, and that's what the church is. How dare people say the church is not important? How are you going to be saved if you're not among those that God has saved? How are you going to be delivered to the Father if you're not in the kingdom that's going to be delivered to the Father? Dear friend, we would persuade one and all. Put away the creeds and the doctrine, the ideas of theologians and scholars and clergymen and ancestors and such as that, and do what the Bible teaches. Simply obey the truth. It's simply explained to us in Scripture. And you can be among the saved and know that when the Lord comes again, all will be well with your soul. And after all, that's the real purpose in life. This is A Burning Fire. Until next time.